This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted AI's transformative impact, calling it a defining force that is writing the code for humanity in this century. Co-chairing the AI Action Summit with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris today, Prime Minister Modi emphasized that AI is unlike any past technological milestone, requiring a global, responsible and inclusive approach to governance. He underscored AI's potential to improve millions of lives.
AI can help transform millions of lives by improving health, education, agriculture, and so much more. It can help create a world in which the journey to sustainable development goals becomes easier and faster. To do this, we must pull together resources and talent. We must develop open source systems that enhance trust and transparency. We must democratize technology and create people-centric applications.
Showcasing India's leadership in AI adoption, the Prime Minister spoke about India's digital public infrastructure, which has modernized governance and transformed lives for 1.4 billion people at minimal cost. Mr. Modi reaffirmed India's commitment to developing AI for public good with a strong focus on inclusivity. Concluding his address, the Prime Minister emphasized that humans, not machines, hold the key to AI's future. He called on global leaders to shape AI development responsibly, ensuring it serves the collective good and aligns technological progress with ethical and social well-being. Earlier, virtually inaugurating India Energy Week 2025 at Yashobhoomi in Dwarka this morning, Prime Minister Modi said India has become the fifth largest economy over the past decade, up from the 10th position. He highlighted that India's solar energy generation capacity has increased 32 times in the last 10 years, making it the third largest solar power generating nation in the world. President Draupadi Murmu has said that today India has a leading position in the world in terms of education, research, healthcare and manufacturing of medicines in the Unani system. Inaugurating the two-day international conference on Unani Day in New Delhi this evening, the president said today the Unani system of medicine is not used as much in Yunnan, Greece and in the countries of Central Asia as it is in India. She expressed happiness that researchers and practitioners associated with the Unani system are adopting useful aspects of modern methods and technology. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said that the government is using 99% borrowings for capital expenditure and creating capital assets. She added the effective capital expenditure is 4.3% and the fiscal deficit is 4.4% of the GDP. The minister stated this while replying to a discussion on the union budget in the Lok Sabha.
The effective capital expenditure is 4.3% of GDP. Fiscal deficit, 4.4% of GDP. It indicates that government is using almost the entire borrowed resources for financing effective capital expenditure. So the borrowings are not going for revenue expenditure or committed expenditure or any of those kinds. It's going only for creating capital assets.
She added that Union Budget 2025-26 balances national development necessities with fiscal priorities. Mrs. Sitharaman said India continues to be the fastest growing economy. Later, the Lok Sabha was adjourned to meet again on the 13th of this month. The Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on the General Budget 2025-26. Participating in the discussion, Bhagwat Karad of the BJP said that fiscal deficit was brought down by 0.4% due to proactive measures taken by the government. He said the direct benefit transfer helped in stopping leakages and saved the government's exchequer. On the other hand, independent MP Kapil Sibal alleged that the government did not pay sufficient attention to two important sectors, education and health. The discussion is underway. In Congo, at least 55 civilians were killed in an attack by militia fighters on a cluster of villages and a camp for displaced people in the Ituri province. And that is the end of this news bulletin.